We have for our reflection today one of my favorite gospel stories. We're taken to a joyful event, a wedding. Weddings in the ancient world often went on for weeks at a time. Your family and extended relations had traveled over long distances to attend the wedding, and no one was in any hurry to go home. We don't know why Jesus was invited. Perhaps it was the marriage of an extended family member or some sort of relation. But we know that Jesus was there with his mother and his disciples. Then, in the midst of this joyful event, arises a crisis. They have run out of wine. Imagine entertaining your extended family and friends for weeks at a time. How much food and wine you would need? This would have been a terrible social failing for this young couple and their family. A very bad way to start their marriage. But Mary notices, and she intervenes, and Jesus performs the first of his signs or miracles that reveal his glory. This story is one of my favorites because it has so many spiritual insights. And today I would simply like to highlight two of them for our reflection. The first is that this wedding event, this miracle that Jesus performs, shows to us the lavishness of God, his desire to pour out in abundance goodness on us. We're told that there were 6 stone water jars, each holding between 20 and 30 gallons. Conservatively, that's 120 gallons of wine. And good wine, not the cheap stuff that people save till later. This is good wine. God made man, Jesus Christ, turning this water into good wine in such great abundance, shows to us God's goodness. The goodness of God is lavished upon humanity when he becomes flesh for us in the incarnation. The goodness of God is lavished on us when he became one of us to save us when we were still sinners. And we see that love, that lavish love, displayed in its greatest scene on the cross, when God offers himself in our place for our sins. God cannot be outdone in his generosity and his goodness, which we see in this superabundance of good wine. The second spiritual insight for us today revolves around the intercession of Mary. Notice here that she is referred to as the mother of Jesus. And when Jesus addresses her, he doesn't say her name or mom. He says woman. He's not trying to be disrespectful towards his mother. But woman means something very important here. In the book of Genesis, the very beginning of the Bible, Eve is referred to as woman. She is the mother of all the living. Eve's motherhood, though, ends in disobedience. Eve's motherhood ends in original sin entering our world. Mary, on the other hand, is also referred to as woman and mother. Her motherhood ends in obedience. Her motherhood reverses that of Eve and leads us towards her son, Jesus. We see here the role, the interaction between Mary and Jesus that plays out in our spiritual lives. Mary's role is ultimately that of mother. And as mother, she is intercessor for her children. And everyone who believes in her son Jesus is a child of Mary. Jesus simply refers to her as woman to symbolize this motherly intercessory role. Her role in our spiritual lives is one of intercessor for her children. And what does she tell the stewards? She says, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. Interestingly, these are the very last recorded words of Mary in the Gospels. She appears later on in various stories. She appears again in the Acts of the Apostles. But no one ever writes down again any spoken words because she's already said everything that needs to be said. Do whatever Jesus tells you. So my friends, this scripture story today, this wedding feast at Cana, more than just a nice story of some miraculous event, really contains some deep spiritual insights for us. It shows us that we are loved by God in such a lavish and generous way. God became man for us. He saves the best for us. We remember the motherly intercession of Mary. If there's something that you need, if there's something that you desire for your spiritual life, go to her. Her role is intercessor with her son. And always remember that admonition that Mary gives the waiters. Do whatever he tells you. Today we are also celebrating the feast day of our patroness, St. Agnes. Agnes was a young girl in Rome, no more than 13 years of age. And she had made a promise to save herself in chastity for Jesus. She was a very attractive young girl and many wanted to marry her. But she wanted to preserve her integrity. So she offered her life instead of that in a very bloody way. The life of St. Agnes and the life of all the saints really remind us that in each of our circumstances, we have to live out that command to do whatever Jesus tells you, whatever situation we might find ourselves in. And the lives of the saints are meant to encourage us on that path. So my friends, today, let us remember to do whatever Jesus tells us.